evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday night. The date escapes me, but I think it might be June 5th. In any case, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. I'm actually broadcasting tonight from the headquarters of that scrappy little weekly newspaper, American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Tonight's going to be a very special show, ladies and gentlemen, because although it is not the actual anniversary, the anniversary itself falls on June 8th, we are commemorating tonight the anniversary of Israel's deliberate and unprovoked attack on an American vessel sailing peacefully in the Mediterranean on June 8th, 1967, the USS Liberty. You know the story of the USS Liberty if you're a regular listener to this program, or if you're anyone who has done any serious study of the U.S. situation in the Middle East today, because one of the main reasons we are embroiled in the Middle East today in a very negative fashion is because of the fact that 34 Americans were killed and 172 others were wounded. That is, 34 Americans were murdered, and 172 other Americans survived the attempted murder by them of military forces of the State of Israel. Planes, gunboats, torpedoes, napalm. It's an ugly, ugly story, ladies and gentlemen. The survivors of the USS Liberty, practically to a man, say that the attack on the Liberty was deliberate. The Israelis knew that it was an American ship. And yet today, although the great refrain is support our troops, there is one subsection of our troops, the survivors of the USS Liberty, who continue to speak out, who are demanding justice, who are demanding that there be a full-dress public congressional inquiry into the attack on the Liberty. Those are the one group of troops that, for some reason, the mass media doesn't really want to talk about to any great extent. We are honored to be joined here tonight by two survivors of the USS Liberty. I'm not sure they're aboard just yet. Okay, we do have them. One of them is very familiar to you if you're a regular listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network. He is Phil Turney. Phil, of course, is co-host with Mark Glenn of the Liberty Hour, which commemorates every week on Saturdays right here on this network the memory of not just the men who died and were wounded on the Liberty, but the honor and memory of those who, thank God, did survive. Joining Phil on this program, Phil has been a guest here before, joining Phil is Gary Brummett. Gary Brummett is, of course, another survivor of the USS Liberty. In fact, he is the past president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. And, you know, I'm just going to make an editorial comment here. Very interesting. They call it the USS Liberty Veterans Association because those veterans of the USS Liberty are survivors of the USS Liberty. Well, we're going to be joined by them when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to the first break. This is going to be a very interesting show. Please stay tuned. All your friends and family members who have any doubts about what really happened to the USS Liberty, tell them to tune in live and listen to it live here tonight, folks. They need to hear what's going to be discussed.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create...
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, Just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
We are here tonight to talk with two survivors of the USS Liberty. Now, I want to emphasize one thing right now. The guys who are the survivors of the USS Liberty, along with a lot of other people who have attempted over the years to bring out the truth about what happened on June 8, 1967, have frequently been targeted with a lot of nasty names that I'm not even going to repeat here. They've even been called un-American, unpatriotic, among some of the lesser charges that have been made against them. But these guys have been consistent in what they've been saying since they began speaking out, actually many years after what they experienced on June 8, 1967. And for that reason, I'm saying here tonight that if there's anybody out there who thinks that Israel is guiltless in the attack on the USS Liberty, if there's anyone out there who believes that the USS Liberty, what happened to the USS Liberty was a tragic accident, that it was just one of those unfortunate things that happened during a time of war, I strongly encourage you to call in here tonight. If you're armed with the facts and information that you believe can repudiate these men, refute what these men have to say, refute what these gentlemen who were there, I encourage you to do it. This is your opportunity to shine. This is your opportunity to show that these men are terrible propagandists, that they're liars, that they're troublemakers, hate mongers, whatever you want to call them. Don't send them nasty emails. I've heard and read some of the emails that you've sent to the men of the Liberty and to others who have written about the USS Liberty, people such as Mark Glenn. I want you to come aboard here, ladies and gentlemen, if you have criticisms, and I want you to make them live on this program. This is your opportunity to shine. All right, Phil and Gary, welcome aboard. I really appreciate you coming on tonight.
Well, I appreciate being here, Michael. You know, I'd like to start out by thanking Republic Broadcasting Network for having us and for giving us a chance to remember the Liberty Saga, as some would say it, but for me and Phil, it's been more like a recurring nightmare. And it's always good to be given this opportunity to tell our story. And, you know, the old saying, hindsight is 20/20. I got 41 years of hindsight, and I won't say anything that I cannot back up with absolute fact.
You know, that's what's so important here now. You know, at the beginning, I maybe spent too much time running over the bare bones of the event, you know. But, Gary, one of the things, the last time you were on the program, somebody called in the next night and said that they would have liked to have heard more of your personal experiences. And that's one thing I would like for us to do here tonight. I would like you, many people have heard Phil talk here on this program and on his own program and elsewhere about some of what he's experienced. But I'd just like to start out here tonight, before we take any callers, to have you, Gary, just tell us your own personal experiences, what you saw, what you witnessed that day.
Well, you know, it was a normal operating day for us. We're in the Middle East. We're an American ship. We were Signal Intelligence Unit. Now, I was in engineering. I had nothing to do with research. It was the engineer's job to get these guys where they needed to be to do the signal intelligence, which that was interception of communications. You know, I'm 20 years old at the time. You would have never convinced me that there was any country in this world that was a big enough fool to attack an American ship, because that was then and still is today considered as an act of war to attack an American ship. Well, something that I would like to bring out and I would like to mention, you know, after the Liberty was attacked, and there's no doubt that it's been a cover-up. Lyndon Johnson and Robert Strange McNamara started it. And, of course, all the rats from that time till now, with the exception of a handful of congressmen and senators, no one's been willing to do anything for us. But had that not been allowed to happen to the American ship, the USS Liberty, something people have never maybe put a connection to, North Korea would have never captured the Pueblo. And in a conversation recently with Mark Glenn, we were talking, and I said, you know, prior to June 8 of 67 and what happened to us, I don't recall a single incident where the Arab world or the Muslims had attacked Americans. But now, since 67, you had the Marine Barracks, the Cobalt Towers, two embassies in Africa, the USS Stark, the USS Cole. Then we've had 9/11. Subtract 9/11 from that, and the other incidents I've mentioned, that comes to a total of 333 dead Americans, not to mention the 34 Americans on board the USS Liberty that were murdered. This is the kind of dividends that our failed Middle East policy and our blind support of Israel has brought us. And then this week, you know how sometimes you get sick and you want to throw up? Well, if you looked at television Monday and saw John McCain at AIPAC up there kissing somebody's butt, there's something wrong with this picture. I thought he was running for president of the United States. I didn't know that no-brain McCain was running for president of Israel.
I laugh, but it's not funny.
You know, no, sir, it's not funny. It's a sad state of affairs for this country. Of course, yesterday I saw the hillbilly from Arkansas that moved to New York, Hillary Clinton. She was there kissing. And, of course, I didn't see Obama, but Obama is smart enough to know that he's got to play the game by their rules or he's the odd man out. And I'll tell you what, if I was him, I certainly would be wearing Kevlar completely.
I think you're right about that, exactly.
And I don't say that jokingly. I'm unfortunately quite serious about it.
I said pretty much the same thing to one of Obama's supporters that I was talking to today. Yeah, I read some excerpts of what Obama said to AIPAC, and like you say, it's hardly any different, really, from what the other candidates say. It's, in some respects, though, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's almost become a parody of itself, where you hear and see these people tripping over themselves to try to outdo each other as far as proclaiming their devotion to Israel. Now, let me just ask you a real quick question. Before the attack on the USS Liberty, what was your view of Israel, if you had any view at all?
Well, I try to always be candid and always be honest. Now, I was a white boy from the deep South. I lived in Louisiana. And I probably shouldn't say this, but it is a truthful fact. My feelings have changed over the years. As I've gotten older, I've changed a bit. My only preconceived prejudice I had, unfortunately, was against African Americans or blacks.
Okay.
And I had no animosity toward Arabs, Jews, or anyone, as far as that goes. But I promise you one thing, I've got some hard views today. And I will die with those hard views.
Yeah, unfortunately, you had a real experience that only someone who experienced it can actually describe. You know, it's very easy for me to talk about it. I've never been in the military, and thank God I've never been in the line of fire like you were. Gary, if you could, we're going to be coming to a break pretty soon, but I'd like you to just tell what happened to you that day, what you saw, what you experienced.
Well, the morning of June 8th, I'm going to say about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, a fellow crewman and I, J.P. Newell, we were repair petty officers in engineering. We had worked 23 hours on a pump trying to fix it. We had gotten to bed 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get back up till around 10 or so. And I can remember after we got up, of course, the overflights had been going on for quite some time of the ship. And, you know, really didn't think nothing about it. Early on, we hadn't identified the plane, but later on, there was one of them that had the Star David on it. And nobody was really concerned about this because they were supposed to, as I say, supposed to be our ally, which that's a damn joke. We had early chow at 1300 hours or 1 p.m. civilian time. We had our normal general quarters drill. Our captain was very explicit on drilling and being prepared at all times. We had just relaxed battle dress. Captain came on the ship's 1MC, that's a public address system, stated there were hostilities on the beach, 12.6 nautical miles, something like that. We were near a hamlet called El Arish.
Now, that would be off the coast of Egypt.
That would be in the Sinai, correct.
Right.
We went up topside, JP and I did, and I can remember standing on the port side of the ship behind the superstructure. We'd have been steaming in a south, that'd be a southwesterly direction, south-southwesterly. And I can remember seeing huge columns of black smoke, and I thought, you know, it looked like maybe an oil tank or something. And you could see the top of a minaret there at El Arish. Well, he and I went back to the fire room where we were fixing to tear down a main line.
Incidentally, that minaret you're talking about would be the like what the equivalent of a steeple on a church, except a minaret is at the top of a mosque.
Right. It was.
So you were that close to the shore that you could see visibly. The action, or at least you could see signs of life, so to speak.
Correct.
All right, we have a break coming up here, Gary. When we come back, we will proceed with your story. Come and stay tuned.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Survivors of the USS Liberty. Before we go back to Gary, I just want to say real quick that I want you to check out Cartavite, a product, good product, put forth by one of RBN's sponsors. Their website is heartdrop.com. Cartavite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. And what's even better, folks, is that it's all natural. So check them out at heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. Well, your heart's going to race, folks, when you hear more from Gary Brummett. Gary, you were talking about what happened that day, June 8th, 1967.
At the smoke on the beach. We had went back to the fire room to get ready to go to work on this steam line. We had just had enough time to change and put on our coveralls. And we were sitting on a catwalk when that first missile hit us. And I can remember as if it happened yesterday, and this is something I see and think about daily. I can remember jumping up off that catwalk and backing up and looking up through our uptakes. And that's kind of like looking up through a large atrium in a building, which was five or six stories high. Because the only thing that I could think that would have shook the whole ship would have been a steam line blowing up. Well, I couldn't find a steam line blowing up. And I would say just a few seconds before General Quarters went off, I smelled what seemed like burnt gunpowder in the air. And then GQ went off, and it got pretty damn hectic at that point.
At that point, you really didn't think you were under attack by anybody.
Well, at that point, I thought we were under attack by somebody. I did because, I mean, we, you know, because.
Oh, right. I understand. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Okay, you realized that you didn't think it was something within the ship that outside force. Okay,
right. After smelling what I thought was a burnt gunpowder and general quarters went off, I knew that we were under attack.
Right. Okay.
For instance, where we were, we're off the coast of the Sinai. That's not Israeli property. If we were going to get popped and sank, that would be a better place to sink us than it would have been off of Israel's coast. Because I always will think that it was their intention to sink us with all hands lost and it be blamed on the Arabs. I will take that belief to my grave. But after this attack started, I left the fire room briefly to go set my general quarters stations, closing portholes and securing hatches, and then returned back to the mess decks, which had been turned into a triage. They were bringing the wounded in there. And then all the engineers got word to go back to the fire room, and that's where I went back to. During my time down there, we're trying to get a boiler up and online. We had a boiler offline, and we were in a war zone. So, I mean, but this was an American ship. You didn't think anybody would fool with us. We brought a boiler up and online within about, I'm going to say, 12 to 15 minutes, which normally took an hour. We had every conceivable thing that could happen to our equipment go out on us. We're sitting down there, or not sitting, we're standing in our spaces, manning the boilers and related pumps and other equipment. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. It was so smoky down there, you could not hardly see. I was maybe 12 feet from the gauge panel or 15 feet, and I had to stand that close to be able to keep an eye on our equipment as one of the group down there to try and keep everything running smoothly. Our four-strap blowers went out. At some point in time, you know, something that's a massive irritant to me, Israel says, well, after the torpedo hit us, they stopped firing. Well, that's a total lie. It's not true, because after that happened, I didn't realize what it was at first. They came in right alongside pretty close to us, and they hammered dickens out of us on our starboard side. There was probably, I would say, no less than 100, 125 penetrations below the water level on the port side, on the starboard side of that ship. These had to have been APs that were hitting armor piercing, because they were pegs, there was rags, everything in the world poked into those holes trying to keep the water from coming in.
And of course, this is an indicator that what happened at the first shot, so to speak, that the Israelis fired, even if that had been an accident, just say for the sake of argument, it had been an accident, the fact is they were continuing this attack.
Well, let me ask you
something that happened in a split second. This continued over an extended period of time.
Well, let me ask you a question. If I walked up and hit you and you said, whoa, whoa, I'm Michael Cullen Piper, I'm not Joe Blow, the guy you're supposed to be hitting, and I kept hitting you for about 75 minutes, you know, it would be pretty dang obvious that I knew who I was hitting, wouldn't it?
That's a pretty good analogy, yeah.
Now, that's just a country boy analogy, but that's the way it is. I mean, there's
Absolutely.
No way that they didn't know who we were.
And another thing I think I want to point out here at this juncture is the fact that although one torpedo did hit the ship, there were actually, I believe, a total of, what, three torpedoes?
Five is the official number that I have always heard.
Okay, five then.
A fellow crewman, Rick Ametti, who was Rick and Phil and I was on your program last June.
Here we go. I hear the break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're going to have a good solid 25 minutes uninterrupted with Gary Brummett and Phil Turney. If there are any supporters of Israel out there who want to challenge these guys, show your guts and do it right now. Do it on the air. This is live, uncensored. Let's see what kind of guts you have.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
There we go. Music went on a little bit too long there, folks. Sorry about that. Okay, Gary, you were telling us about what happened, and you were pointing out that the attack continued. It wasn't just something, an instantaneous event.
Right. It
torpedo hit the ship. They were firing armor-piercing militaria against the vessel. They were trying to sink the Liberty.
Well, at all costs, they were trying to sink us, but thank God for their incompetence and ignorance, they wasn't capable of sinking an old, wore-out rust bucket. I'm glad that was an incompetent bunch of clowns. But, you know, The official count is we had 821 direct hits. Now, Phil can concur on this because Phil was on one of the teams. When we got to Malta, we had 5 2-man count teams, one port, one starboard. We counted all the holds and indentations from the hull up to the 04 level, plus the torpedo hole. Now, the 821 hits, these were hits that made a penetration through the steel, which was at least or no less than 1 inch or half inch thick plate steel, or either it made a good indentation in it. This did not count the thousands and thousands of strafing rounds that hit us. And when I say the torpedo hole, this hole was officially measured at 22 by 39 feet. Now, to give you some perspective on that, my house is 33 feet wide and roughly 18 or 19 feet tall. If I could turn my house on its side, I could have stuck it in that hole. That's how big it was.
Amazing, yeah. We hear about the attack on the Liberty, but I don't think we ever think of it in those proportions, and that's a pretty big proportion, to say the least.
Correct. So far I have done all the talking. Phil, say something.
All right, Phil, what do you have
to say? Hey, listen, I've been enjoying Gary's monologue and talk so much. No, you guys go ahead, but thank you, Mike, for having us on your show. I really appreciate you taking the time out. I know you're a patriot and you care very, very much about the Liberty, and it makes my heart feel good that you do this for us, and you've done it for so many years. But I would like to say a couple things about Gary and his crew down in the bowels of the ship. Without those guys doing what they did and taking the pressure that was on them with all the torpedoes coming at us, can you imagine the will it took to stay there when you knew that a torpedo is coming at you? It's instant death if it hits. But those men stayed there.
You know, that's interesting, Phil. I was always interested in the Titanic when I was a kid, and they always said that the great heroes of the Titanic were those engineers and the firemen that stayed down there keeping the electricity going and trying to keep the water out as long as possible, knowing that they were the last guys that were going to get out of the ship if they got out of the ship at all. And that's exactly where Gary and his buddies were on that day.
Absolutely, you know. And they deserve all the credit in the world. And without those guys being there and doing their duty, I don't think we'd be sitting here talking to you now. And they are true American heroes in my eyes, and they never got the recognition they should have gotten years ago because of the classification of this terrible, terrible cover-up and murder of American citizens on the high seas. And right now, Mike, the gun is still put to our head. I was disgusted by the AIPAC anointment the other day. They had to go to a foreign government to be anointed in order to be a candidate for the President of the United States.
You know,
Where are we headed?
You know, I tell you, Phil, I just said to somebody that today that I don't think it was an accident that AIPAC scheduled their conference to fall. I don't think it was an accident that they scheduled it such that it fell right after the concluding Democratic primaries. I think everything was set up for that very purpose alone, to show that, hey, we're the guys who are going to call the shots here. You're going to come to us, and we'll decide who we like the best.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that if you read between the lines, Barack Obama sure did a bout flip, and Hillary Clinton thanked him for his winning, quote unquote. I guess he's not anointed yet, but he will be. But also, I want to mention Mark Glennon, our radio show every Saturday. Thank God for Mark Glennon. I know you guys are tight friends, but he's been such an inspiration to me and Gary and others. I would be remiss in not mentioning Mark's name. He's a great guy and great co-host and a good friend. And we're going to have Gary Brummett on our show again Saturday, so it's going to be a double treat.
I've listened to every single one of your broadcasts, Phil, with Mark, and I told Mark here the other day that they are getting better and better all the time.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that coming from you.
Very much so. You know, folks, we don't have any callers coming in who want to argue with Phil and Gary. They are content to let these guys say what they have to say. Well, yeah, we do have one caller. I think I know this caller. He's a good man. He's a veteran himself. I think I'll just go ahead and bring him up right now. It's Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Fine, and hello, Mr. Attorney.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to hear Mr. Blummond. Is that begin with a B?
Oh,
yes,
B-R-U-M-M-E-T-T, Gary?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been called a lots of things, I promise.
Yeah, Dave, did you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, you know, there's so much I could say, Michael, but let me just say this, or ask this of these two gentlemen. I realized probably, I mean, from my way of thinking, probably when they were under attack, under this terrible terrorist attack, they were probably so busy, doing their duty and helping their fellow crewmates that they probably didn't have time to be terrorized until later. But I'd like to ask these gentlemen, it's hard for me to fathom or imagine the terrorism that they were under, and if it's not too painful for them, could they somehow try to put that kind of being under that kind of terrorism for so long actually put it into words?
Well, for myself, Phil, you want me to go ahead?
Sure, go ahead, Gary. Please.
For myself, when this started, as I think everybody to the last man was probably just scared as hell, because I was. But after this had been going on for probably, I'm going to say, 12 or 15 minutes, I got over being scared, and I became mad. It was one of those times in my life I'd have went out in the woods at night with a grizzly bear and wouldn't even have carried a switch. And I come, in hindsight, I come to what I think is the definition of a brave man. And I certainly was not a brave person. I'm not implying that. But a brave person is somebody that is scared beyond the fear of death, because you can certainly be pushed to that limit. Because at a point in time, and during the latter part of that attack, I wasn't scared. I was so damn mad. I just wanted to be able to fight whoever it was that was attacking us. And I hope a bolt of lightning strikes me down if I'm not telling you the truth. I mean, that's the way it has been with me.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We have another survivor of the Liberty who has just called in. Dave, if you don't mind, I'd like to move on to him. We have Ron Kuchel. Ron, welcome aboard.
Are you hearing me all right?
I can hear you fine, Ron.
Good. I've been I've listened for about 5 or 10 minutes here and decided to call in at the last minute. When Gary starts talking, I find out things that I didn't know, and because I was down below. Well, he was too, but he knows some things that even after 41 years, I've either forgotten or didn't know. I wasn't topside when a lot of this stuff happened. My main job, I guess, when all was said and done, was to recover and identify the bodies.
That must have been quite an experience.
Well, yeah, it's something that has been kind of, I guess, wiped off my mind. The worst part of it has been just sort of wiped away. I thank God for that. that the major things that happened there really don't. I can't feel them anymore. What I can feel is how the government has forgotten us and won't even give us the time of day. That's the thing that I can't forget. And what I saw down there was I can make it short and concise, was if you could just imagine a sea of arms and legs and torsos and just body parts that you had to try to put back together, try to make a body out and hope you got the right arm with the right torso. That's about what it amounted to. And,
mostly were guys, I guess, obviously, that died when the torpedo hit.
Yeah, that's right. The guys that were up in the gun mounts, I helped with them, too. And well, when you got to go around looking for somebody's head, it's something you don't really put away. But 41 years has sort of smoothed it over. I guess I'm just down to, I'm kind of like Gary anymore, and Phil both of them. I'm down to the anger because I can't help but tell everybody that, and Phil and Gary will understand this, that the communications technicians aboard the Liberty were entrusted by the government and handled highly classified material day in and day out. And I've got to tell you that it's really tough to have people point fingers at me, and it's happened a lot over the years, to even think that I would be anti anything. And it's a tough road to hoe, I got to tell you.
Well,
go ahead.
Ron, there's one thing I would like to say. I don't know if I ever expressed this to you or ever mentioned it to you. I know I've said it a number of times in different places. I wasn't but 20 years old. I didn't really know exactly what all was going on. I knew there was a dead rat in the wood pile somewhere. It took many, many years before I realized what was happening with the Liberty. But to get back to the body recovery, the stuff that, Michael, for you and the people that are listening to this program tonight, I always thought from that day to this, and my feelings have only grown harder, these guys were down there collecting the parts, and not too many of these bodies were whole, and the ones that were whole had been submerged in water for 6 days in salt water.
That's right.
That's a very grim looking body. I remember walking up and looking at one of these poor corpses when they brought it out of the out of spaces down there, and they would have had to been identified by dental work, a watch, a wallet, a tattoo or something. But there's no way that these men that had worked down there should have had to gone back and recovered their friends. It just, that wasn't right.
I want to throw something in here. I don't even feel like I'm qualified to comment on it, but the average person who hasn't been in war, and certainly in a situation like that, we've never seen what it's all about. And obviously, it's not like going to a funeral home and seeing grandma all fixed up in the coffin, looking pretty in her favorite dress.
Smelling good and not covered in oil. And something else I want to add. Just thought about this. One of the things that saved that ship that day was a huge oil tank. That the torpedo, it acted like a large cushioning gland between us and research because we shared a common bulkhead. But all of research was covered in this old heavy crude. Not only were these body parts, was this a horrible situation that these bodies that are the parts that were left there after that 1,200-mile transit across the Mediterranean, all of this was submerged in this heavy crude that we burned in those boilers. And that ship had a stink about it. And the only thing from that day to this that I have smelled that reminded me of that, here where I live, we had an auction barn burn up with about 100 head of cattle in it. And that reminded me of the stench on that ship because you've heard of the term the stink of death.
Yeah.
Well, I promise you, it smells bad.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing. I don't think a lot of us often think of what the aftermath of the attack on the USS Liberty was. You know, we're aware of the horrors and the terror, you know, that, you know, anybody would be undergoing in the immediate moments of the attack. But all that time that you were going back to port and having to deal with these things you've talked about here.
Well, three different times we, when we were trying to get to Valletta, Malta, which that brings up another point. I sit and looked at it. We were roughly...
Oh, Gary, we have our final commercial break coming up. And when we come back, folks, we'll have about 5 minutes to wrap up. But you didn't get an idea tonight what happened on June 8, 1967. You never will.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We only have a couple minutes left here, but I do want to remind you that these guys from the Liberty, Bill and Gary, and I guess maybe Ron too, they're going to be on. Rick Adams' show tomorrow night here at RBN, or republicbroadcasting.org, at 10 p.m. Central Time. So I would, it's 10 p.m. Central Time. So I would encourage you to listen again. We are wrapping it up here. I want to give Gary and Phil and Ron the last word here, so go ahead.
Ron, Michael, all I'm going to say is thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. And I'll shut up and let Mike, let Phil and Ron finish out.
All right, guys, go ahead.
Okay, let's just keep up the fight, Mike, and let's see if we can get this country turned around.
That's all we can do, keep up the fight and hope that in the end the truth will prevail, because we've heard the truth here tonight, you know, and it occurs to me that if anyone has never heard even just a little bit about what happened on June 8th, 1967, they should have heard enough here tonight to know that you guys did not get justice, and you guys deserve justice.
We could talk to daylight or to breakfast in the morning and still be talking about this.
There hasn't been a time that I've not read about the USS Liberty or heard any of you guys talking that it's a very emotional thing even for me, being so distant from it. So I can only imagine what it's been like for you guys, particularly in the years that have followed, and for what you've had to face and the names you've been called. And I can only say, you know, that good people who really do care about our troops, you know, we hear so many people say support the troops. You guys are troops that haven't had the support you've deserved, and I only hope that everybody will do everything they can to spread the word about the USS Liberty, to get people to listen to this program and tomorrow night's program and all future broadcasts of the Liberty Hour right here on RBN. And I should say thanks to John Statmiller, too, for going out on a limb for hosting the Liberty Hour and for allowing you guys to tell what needs to be told, because the mass media in this country hasn't done its job. They say they want to bring us news and information that we need to know, but this is news and information we need to know. And thank God you guys... you guys survived to bring it to us, because I don't think we might all, I don't even know if we would be here today if the Liberty had been sunk to the bottom of the Mediterranean and if you guys had been all killed, as was clearly the intent of the Israelis.
Let me make a remark, Mike.
Here. Go ahead.
A friend of mine had supper back in the early 60s with Moshe Dayan, and Dayan made a statement to him. He said he didn't understand it at first, but many years later he understood what he meant. He said that whoever controls the media controls the mind. And if you
think
that's not the case, you look at our controlled media in this country.
That says it all right there. That says it all right there. You know, American Free Press says the media is the enemy, and it's a big battle that we have to fight against this enemy. And thank God we have guys like you on our side bringing the truth out there. Well, Gary, Ron, and Phil, thank you so much. It's an honor for me to be able to spend this brief time with you, and I know that the listeners appreciate you guys and what you've tried to do, and thank you for your very real service to this country, because I'll say this much. The service you're providing to this country now is greater than the service of many, many people who think they're serving this country. All right, folks, you heard it right here.
Gold has been.